From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. New political polls are out today. They show Senator Obama expanding his lead.
Analysts say it's the economic meltdown and will begin there today. The Senate votes tonight on a new version of the federal bailout package.
The key feature, raise the limit of government guarantees for bank deposits, the FDIC, from $100,000 to $250,000.
Michael Mandel is a chief economist for Business Week. He cheered when the House voted down the first bailout package just 2 days ago. What about now?
Today's plan is somewhat better. It includes an expansion of deposit insurance. I'm still not happy about the rest of the plan. Frankly, I think the first thing they should do is expand deposit insurance. That's something that will get bipartisan support, and it will have the effect of firming up the most important part of the financial system, which is the banks.
The banks. It's going to help the banks. You write you're concerned that the original bailout plan would have helped foreign lenders more than it would have helped ordinary Americans, I guess. I'm not quite sure I follow what you're saying there.
Well, what's happening right now is that the U.S. borrowed an immense amount of money from overseas over the last few years, roughly about $3 trillion. From my view, this crisis is about foreign investors realizing that a lot of those loans may go bad. What the bailout plan would do by buying up the bad debt is basically prop up those prices and help the foreign investors. But it wouldn't do anything directly for American borrowers. So from my point of view, this plan, you know, the populist reaction to it was right on point. It didn't do anything to address the deep underlying problems.
But isn't the idea of putting more money into the system meant to directly address this credit crisis that so many people are talking about?
It matters where you put the money in. Okay, what we've got now is a leaky boat filling with water. What the bailout plan does is it bails out the boat, but doesn't fix the hole in the bottom of it. What I worry about is, putting in $700 billion will help in the short run, but it won't actually do anything to deal with the big problem, which is going to be divvying up the losses on the debt. Divvying it up. You know, what we have to do now, we know that there are losses out there. We know that part of that $3 trillion that the U.S. owes to the rest of the world is not going to get paid back. And the question now is, who really is going to have to bear the loss? Is it going to be the borrowers? Is it going to be U.S. taxpayers? Or are foreign investors going to have to take part of the hit? The best outcome is shared sacrifice. The bailout plan doesn't do that.
You are about to publish a textbook. The title is Economics, the Basics. So let me ask you about something that crossed on the news wires today. A measure of U.S. manufacturing activity contracted more than expected in September as new orders slowed dramatically. New orders for big manufactured goods. The expectation of this was that you'd have a score of 49.5. The actual score is 43.5. That's a huge difference, it seems to me.
We are definitely slipping into a recession at this point. There is no doubt about it. It's going to be quite a nasty one. I don't think, though, that's really the issue at this point. The real issue right now is, can you keep the financial system intact? Because if you can keep the financial system intact, then the U.S. economy will come out of this recession and will actually come out of it stronger than it is now. So that's really your question. What bailout plan, what rescue plan do you do that is actually has the chance of fixing the real problems?
If you were a member of Congress, you would have voted no on Monday.
I would have voted no on Monday.
If you were a member of the U.S. Senate, would you vote yes tonight?
What I would do is I would vote to sever the bailout package from the deposit insurance package. I'd vote the deposit insurance package immediately. And then I would send Paulson and Bernanke back again. Say, give me a real plan this time. Don't give me something that throws in a lot of money that's just going to get burnt up. Because really, we only have one chance to do this right, and the plan that they had was not the right plan.
Mike Mandel, chief economist at Business Week. Mike, thank you.
Thank you very much.